Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1437 of our trek, and time for a three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, You Can't Take It With You. Old Snarling Sam was a grumpy, miserly man who had no friends. He did live a long life and was quite successful financially. Sam was known for rarely spending his wealth, and since he did not trust banks, he kept most of it in his home. After Sam turned 90, his health rapidly turned for the worse. Just before he died, he asked Dave, his doctor, Lou, his lawyer, and Mike, his minister, to gather around his bedside. Through a frail voice, Sam said, I have always heard that you can't take it with you, but I am going to prove that you can. I have $300,000 in cash under my mattress. It's in three envelopes of $100,000 each. I want each of you to take one envelope now, and just before they throw dirt in on me, you throw the envelopes in. A week later, Sam died, and his funeral soon followed. Dave, Lou, and Mike attended his funeral as promised, and each threw his envelope into the grave. On the way back from the cemetery, Mike the minister said, I don't feel exactly right. I'm going to have to confess. I needed $50,000 badly for a new church we're building, so I took $50,000 out and threw only $50,000 into the grave. Dave the doctor hung his head in shame and said, I too must confess. I am building a hospital and took $75,000 and only threw $25,000 into the grave. Lou the lawyer said with a proud tone, Gentlemen, I am surprised, shocked, and ashamed of you. I don't see how you could hold out that money. I deposited the full amount of $100,000 into my personal bank account and threw my personal check in for the full amount. I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass that smile on to someone else. We could all use a kind smile each day. And our Thursday thought is, a miser grows rich by seeming poor. An extravagant man grows poor by seeming rich. Here is our verse for today, Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? And just as you enjoyed these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,436 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward. Enjoy your journey and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Futuristic Friday.